Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9. Weekdays, of course, that's Pacific time, and boy, have we got a windy one out there today. Although, not nearly as windy as it was yesterday afternoon and last night. Yikes. I'll tell ya. Pretty good amount of damage in and around the Creston Valley here today. I see there's been barns blown down, trees blown over. Over at Canyon Lister Park, holy crow, a lot of the trees have been knocked down there in and around the hall. But no damage here, and luckily all of my leaves have been blown elsewhere. Awesome. I wasn't in the mood for cleaning them up anyways, but there's still a bit in the backyard, but what can you do? Currently in the Creston Valley, 3 degrees. The winds are currently east-northeast 29, gusting to 47 kilometers. Humidity's dropped a bunch. It's sitting at 40%, and barometric pressure is 102.4 kilopascals and rising, which is good because the wind is supposed to becoming light later this morning, and then we'll have a mix of sun and cloud. Yahoo. Overnight, we're going to go up to 6 degrees, and then tomorrow it's going to be sunny and 7. Wednesday and Thursday are looking at cloudy conditions with highs of 6 and 7. And pretty much the same for Friday, high of 7 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. All right, what do we have here? Bad news yesterday, October the 27th, Lou Reed had passed away. And, of course, 71 years old, Mr. Reed was. And I guess I could say I'm one of the lucky ones that got to see Lou in concert. Actually, it was in 1976 I went to see him. October the 25th. Yeah. Anyways, that was at Massey Hall on a Monday night, but pretty memorable. So I have to start off today's show with some Lou Reed, and we're going to start off with track number one from the Rock and Roll Animal album. This one came out in 1974. Yeah, a little intro leading up to Sweet Jane right here on South Kootenai Radio. Thank you.
The only ones who blush, and life is just to die.
Okay, there you go. Lou Reed, a couple of tracks from the Rock and Roll Animal album, which came out in 1974. And we listened to White Light to White Heat. And, of course, before that, we had the famous intro in the Sweet Jane song, track number one. Anyways, we will play a couple of more Lou Reed songs here today. And even our highlight will pick a couple of studio songs from his solo collection along with Velvet Underground. All right, what do we got here? A windy morning in the Creston Valley, let me tell you. Yeah, I just looked out there, still windy as heck, and but I see we are starting to get some blue sky. Could turn out to be a half-decent day. All right, it's time for This Day in Canadian History. And, you know, I haven't even pre-read my notes here, so I'll probably stumble. But you guys like that, you know. It's always good to see the guy behind the mic mess up. Yeah. October the 28th. Our first story goes back to 1864 out of Quebec City. And that's when the Quebec Conference adjourns with a celebratory banquet. After weeks of discussion and debate, the delegates from Canada, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and PEI summarized proceedings into a blueprint for Confederation called 72 Resolutions, and which are sent to the British Parliament and the provincial legislatures for approval. It will take two more years before the Confederation proposal is approved. Also on this day, in 1830, out of Dresden, Ontario, Josiah Henson arrives in Upper Canada from Marysville with his wife and four children on the Underground Railroad, or Underground Railway, I should say. The escaped American slave becomes pastor of a local church and starts a technical school. He is the model for the hero of Harriet Beecher Stowe's famous novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, the book that Abraham Lincoln said started the U.S. Civil War. What else do we have here? Gary Cowan is the first person I have here on our list of birthdays. Golfer, born on this day in 1938, Cowan won the Ontario and Canadian Junior National titles in 56 and 61, took the Canadian Senior Amateur title, 1964 wins the Ontario Amateur title, and ties for the low amateur score at the U.S. Masters, member of 22 Ontario Willingdon Cup and 6 America's Cups teams. Kevin Dineen, NHL right-winger, born on this day at Quebec City in 1963. Dineen was selected as an underage junior by the Hartford Whalers in the third round, 56th pick overall of the 1982 NHL entry draft, and traded by the Philadelphia Flyers to the Hartford Whalers. He then went on to play with the Carolina Hurricanes. And Benoit Hogue, NHL left winger, born on this day in Repentigny. Sure. Easy for you to say. A town in Quebec, anyway. Hogue was selected as an underage junior by the Buffalo Sabres in the second round, 35th pick overall, in the 85 NHL entry draft, traded to Toronto Maple Leafs, Dallas Stars, then the Tampa Bay Lightning. Oh, here we are in Nashville. 1997, Shania Twain's single, Love Gets Me Every Time. Yeah, I don't think I have that song. Yeah, I could look, you know, because it's always nice to... Yeah, there I do have it, but we'll see what else we got. Yeah, because there is a great one. In 1977, Toronto rocker Neil Young releases his Decade album. See, I'd rather play a Neil Young tune over Shania Twain. Oh, but there it is. Winnipeg's rock group, the Guess Who, they have their single Laughing certified gold. Yeah. Anyway, so I think what we'll do is play some Neil Young off the Decade. Yeah, I kind of like, what do we got here? Oh, I got just enough time to play this tune. And it's called Down by the River. Oh, no, it doesn't like that for some strange reason. Let's try this one. Ah, there we go. Quit babbling, Tim. Here we go. Neil Young, Down by the River, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Wow. We got cut off. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Neil Young there with Down by the River. That album released in 1977. Actually, the name of the album was called Decade. It was a three-album set, vinyl. Anyways, we are 3 minutes late here for our friends over at the newsroom who have a 4-minute, 30-second news update for us. So we'll let them give you all the updates, and we'll be back on the second half of the morning, or the second half hour of the morning show, with some more great tunes right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is October 28th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The debate resumes today in Ottawa on a motion to suspend Senators Mike Duffy, Pamela Wallin, and Patrick Brazeau. However, the Conservative leader in the Senate is suggesting a possible amendment to the motion that could lessen the penalties for at least two of the three senators. The CBC's Rosemary Barton has the latest.
What could be on the table? That's the question. Claude Carignan hinting over the weekend that certainly different sanctions for different senators might be a solution, namely pointing to Senator Brazeau and Senator Wallin, saying that he could believe that they had some problems understanding the rules. He didn't seem to have the same sort of interpretation for Senator Duffy. Could it be suspensions with pay, suspensions with benefit? He even put the idea of a different kind of time frame around the suspensions. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister's office is saying senators who have already been found to have claimed inappropriate expenses should not be collecting a public paycheck. There is a bid here to try and contain this politically, and that's what the two sides have in common.
That's the CBC's Rosemary Barton in Ottawa. Montreal police are expected to release more details today about yesterday's security scare at Trudeau International Airport. A 71-year-old man remains in custody after security officials discovered suspicious items in some carry-on luggage. CBC's Elias Aboud is in Montreal.
Police were searching the home of a 71-year-old man after some strange objects were found in his bag early yesterday morning. He was going through a search area near the U.S. Customs area when inspectors noticed some strange items in that bag. The man was taken into custody and explosives experts were called in to neutralize that bag. Montreal police spokesman Yann Lafreniere says there were no explosives there, but there was still enough cause for concern.
What was there, the location it was put, how it was put, everything together was more than weirdo. That's the reason why we took that extremely seriously. But what exactly was in there, it's not the kind of thing that you're traveling with.
Police later set up a perimeter around his home to search the residence. They had to move about 20 people out of their houses in the area. Lafreniere said at the time they had a lot of questions but not a lot of answers. He says the man is known to police but not for anything of this nature.
That's the CBC's Elias Aboud in Montreal. There are more allegations today about the scope of the international surveillance carried out by the U.S. National Security Agency. A Spanish newspaper is reporting that the NSA monitored more than 60 million telephone calls in Spain in 1 month alone. This follows similar allegations of an NSA spying program in France and in Germany, where it's being suggested that German Chancellor Angela Merkel had her cell phone calls monitored for more than a decade. Questions are being raised about an incident today at Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Three people are dead after a vehicle crashed and bursts into flames near an entrance to the Forbidden City. Andrew Lee has the details.
Shortly after noon hour, an SUV drove into a crowd just outside the Forbidden City in Beijing. Some observers here say there's evidence to suggest that this was a deliberately staged event. Apparently, the vehicle drove along a sidewalk for about 400 meters before coming to a stop before the entrance, just short of the large portrait of Chairman Mao that looks over Tiananmen Square. The vehicle then burst into flames. Reuters news agency quotes one tourist saying she heard an explosion. As the police and army scrambled to clean up the debris and remove any evidence of the incident, they cordoned off Tiananmen Square just opposite the Forbidden City. Police, both plain clothes and in uniform, were doing crowd control. Approximately 1 hour later, multiple eyewitnesses saw eight people, described as protesters, jump into the moat on the opposite side of the Forbidden City. They were taken away by ambulance. Andrew Lee, CBC News, Beijing.
The doctor convicted in the death of Michael Jackson has been released from a Los Angeles prison. Conrad Murray was freed earlier this morning after serving less than 2 years of his 4-year sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Jackson died after receiving a lethal dose of an anesthetic. Mike
Okay, everything is getting cut off today for some strange reason, I tell ya. It's those darn gremlins. Oh. Anyways, what do we have here? It is 8:07. We've got a kind of a breezy morning here in the Creston Valley. We're sitting at 3 degrees. Supposed to go up to 6. And yes, the wind is still blowing out of the east-northeast. Hopefully that dies down here in a hurry. All right, as mentioned, Lou Reed passed away yesterday at the age of 71, and I've been playing a few of his songs this week, or this morning. And I have another one here that I thought I'd play from the Rock and Roll Animal album of 1974. This one is called just simply Rock and Roll, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Despite the amputation, you could dance to a rock and roll. Thank you. Listen to Tim in the Morning, weekdays 7:30 till 9, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, there we go with our theme music for this day in rock and roll history, Link Ray with Rumble. And we've got a few birthdays to report here this morning. 1936, Charlie Daniels was born, and of course, probably his biggest hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Yeah. 1945, Wayne Fontana, vocalist for the Mindbenders, and of course, their big hit, A Groovy Kind of Love. Yep. Alright, useless trivia throughout the years. The first one that we have here is from 1962, and that's when the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany was the site of a historic rock and roll get-together with the Beatles and Little Richard appearing for a two-week engagement. 1967, Diana Ross and the Supremes' Greatest Hits starts a five-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart. 1972, the United States Council for World Affairs announces that it is adopting Join Together by The Who as its official theme. 1977, Steve Perry makes his first concert appearance with Journey at the Old Waldorf in San Francisco. He would lead them to 17 Billboard Top 40 entries over the next 10 years, and one of those big hits were Any Way You Want It. As mentioned in this day in Canadian history, we have Toronto rocker Neil Young releasing his Decade album, 1977. And here we are in 1978. Glam rocker Nick Gilder had the number one song in the U.S. with Hot Child in the City. It would prove to be his only major hit record in America. All right. Let's lead off with Charlie Daniels, and we're not going to listen to Devil Went Down to Georgia. Granted, that's a kind of a good song, but I have always liked An Easy Rider by Charlie. Yeah. So let's lead off with that one right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, want to stop the car. It was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fella with green tea. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick, and I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, cause he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pick old fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim, you know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
Baby, I'm aware of where you go each time you leave my door. for more great listening on South Kootenai Radio.
Okay, there's The Who with Join Together, finishing off this day in rock and roll history. I was thinking of playing a Journey song, but I'm not much of a Journey fan. And besides, it's I want to have a little bit of an extended artist highlight here today with the passing of Lou Reed yesterday. Anyways, but we'll get to that in a minute. What do we have before that? Well, Joined Together, we played that one because of
United States Council of World Affairs announced that it was going to adopt that song as their official theme. And, of course, we played Diana Ross and the Supremes with Stop in the Name of Love. That one on their U.S. Number one greatest hits album, going to the top of the chart. We started off with some Charlie Daniels there with, what was the name of that one? Uneasy Rider. I think that's my my favorite song here by Charlie. I actually got to see Charlie Daniels sometime during the 70s. I just forget what year. I'd have to look it up, but I just can't be giving you all the facts. Yeah. Anyways, let's have a quick look at the temperatures around the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, well, we're starting to get our blue skies now, and the sun, the wind, is still blowing pretty good, but it's supposed to subside around lunchtime, which is good. I've got some yard work to do. Got the old rotor tiller rented to go through the flower beds. And what else? 3 degrees going up to 6 in the valley here this morning. Now over in Vancouver, they're currently sitting at 7 degrees and in the sunshine. Snowing in Yellowknife, -2. What is going on in Calgary? It's -11 degrees. Holy crow. That looks to be the coldest spot in the country. Even Iqaluit and Yellowknife and Whitehorse are much warmer. Hello, Winterpeg is and Regina are not too far behind. -7 in Regina, -5 in Winterpeg. +6 in Toronto with a few sunny breaks. 7 degrees with sunny breaks in Fredericton. 6 and cloudy in Halifax. And 8 degrees in St. John's, Newfoundland with some sun and cloud. All right, I'm going to start our artist highlight here a little bit early and talk about Lou Reed for a little bit. 71 years old, passing away yesterday, and the career of Lou Reed defies capsule summarization. Like David Bowie, whom Reed directly inspired in many ways, he has made over his image many times, mutating from theatrical glam rocker to strung-out junkie to avant-garde noiseman to straight rock and roller to your average guy. Yeah, few would deny Reed's immense importance and considerable achievements. As has been written, he expanded the vocabulary of rock and roll lyrics into the previous forbidden territory of kinky sex, drug use, and abuse, decadence, transvestites, homosexuality, and suicidal depression. As he had been pointed out less often, he remained committed to using rock and roll as a forum for literary and mature expression well into middle age without growing lyrically soft or musically complacent. By and large, he's taken on 3 challenging duties with uncompromising honesty and high degree of realism. And for those reasons, he's often cited as punk's most important ancestor. It's often overlooked, though, that he's equally skilled at celebrating romantic joy and rock and roll itself, and he is as he is at depicting harrowing urban realities. With the exception of Neil Young, no other star who rose to fame in the 60s continued to push himself so diligently into creating work that is meaningful and contemporary. Yeah. Right, as mentioned, I'm going to pick a few songs off a variety of albums by Lou, and I think all the ones that I have here now are all studio songs. So let's start off by
probably a signature track by Lou Reed. Walk on the Wild Side, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Miami, FLA, hitchhiked her way across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Room, she was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Once gave it away, everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there, New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Is just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do. We'll be right back. to Times Square, and ever since I've been hanging around there. I do what I want and I want what I see. Could only happen to me. Heavenly Father, what can I do? What she's done to me is making me crazy. Oh, Heavenly Father, I know I have sinned, but look where I've been, it's making me lazy.
Radio. Tune in, listen, and enjoy.
Working out of a barn, Times Square. And everybody wishes you were back in the massage parlor back there on 8th Avenue. You make me go, ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, ooh, ooh. The best B&E man down on the streets, and all the guys on the precinct always was watching for him on the beat. But when he ripped off Seymour, he was really not a doing so fine. And everything is not swell except his hands and legs and maybe even mine. He's feeling it, it's real bad. They said, ooh, baby, ooh, baby. The lights on down so low. Well, yesterday's chase, today's competition, or didn't you know? And off the resin line, they make it so your wrinkles, they don't show. And it's very funny the way a 20 bucks an hour can go. If you don't make me go now, 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 you're from Ohio, and your mother said you'd hook her in the real near. That's where you goes now. Ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, ooh. He shake your bones now, mama. Ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, hey, ooh, baby, ooh. Walk it now. Get down.
Okay, Lou Reed there finishing off our artist highlight with Heroin, and that was the Velvet Underground, actually. And we had another Velvet Underground song before that one, I'm Waiting for the Man. Of course, both of those featuring Lou Reed on the composition and the lead vocals. And before that, we had a couple of other songs from some Lou Reed studio albums. Oh, Baby, Wagon Wheel, Hanging Around, I'm So Free, and we started things off with a Walk on the Wild Side. We had a bit of an extended Lou Reed playing today because, of course, Lou Reed passing away yesterday at the age of 71 years old. And I'll just put in my little bit of a gloat here on the South Kootenai Radio Facebook page. I actually put my ticket stub as the banner at the top of the Facebook page, so you can all have a look at my ticket from October 1976. I paid $7.70 to see Lou Reed at Massey Hall in Toronto. Great show. Anyways, that's it for today's show, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 7:30 for another live show. We've got some great songs for you that I was going to play for today until the death of Lou Reed. But anyway, we're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second news update and then get on with regular broadcasting. Don't forget to check out the website, theskr.com. That's theskr.com. You'll see the new schedule for this week's Hot Chicken and LP show, where we play full albums over the lunch hour. And we've got some good ones here for you.